I think it really depends on the district and where they are, because there are some studies out there that show that districts that do have mayoral control do have higher performance.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan reacting to proposed legislation for a mayoral takeover of the Buffalo School District. Like Buffalo, Albany struggles with student performance.
In Albany, we've really started to work very closely with our school district, and we have an umbrella group called the Albany Promise that takes higher education, the school district, government, the community-based organizations, so that we can all be working and rowing in the same direction and looking at how we create that continuum from cradle to career.
Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner tells WBFO News she's in favor of looking at a variety of models that could work to improve student results. But Miner is not in favor of looking at models without resources.
Because the issues of poverty, of violence, of systemic underperformance need resources to solve it. So I don't think it is fair to just say, mayors, we're going to give you all the rules and responsibilities for educating children, and we're not going to give you the resources.
In the city of Rochester, less than half of the students are graduating. Debate of mayoral control started in 2010 under former Mayor Robert Duffy. But current Mayor Lovely Warren isn't considering it.
You know, I would just ask for time if they decided to do this so that we could, you know, evaluate and get our ducks in a row. But I've chosen to really try to work with in the system that we have with our superintendent and our school board and all parties concerned to do what's best on behalf of children.
Mayor Warren tells WBFO News she regularly visits city schools to talk with students. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.